Moshe, I wanted to finish talking about a topic that we began with before, but it's very central to Borer, which is that there's only Borer if you have a Taruvus, if the things are mixed together. If the two items are not mixed together, there is no Taruvus. We mentioned the famous case of the Taz, of the fly in the drink, that if you have a fly in a drink, the Taz says you have to take it out with a little bit. You want to take out the fly, so that's Psoas Mitochocho. You have to take it out with a little bit of drink also. And the Maritas disagreed, and he said, no, you don't, because the fly is not mixed with the drink. The two items stand separately. And when the two items stand separately and there's no taruvus, the items are not mixed one with the other, you don't get off the ground in terms of the malacha of Borer. However, the discussion really precedes the Taz with the Trumas Hadeshen, who discusses a person who's serving fish. And there are two types of fish on the plate. If it's all one type of fish, just some are big and some are small. We mentioned last time that the Rama says there's no Borer in Min Echad. But if you have two Minim, you have two types of fish, salmon and sea bass, and you're serving them on the same plate, and they're mixed together. So the Trumas Hadeshen was asked, is that called a Taruvus Inyan Borer? Meaning, let's say I want a sea bass, and I have to remove a few pieces of salmon to find the sea bass. I removed Psoas to get to the Ochel. If I'm taking the Ochel and I'm eating it right away, Ochel mitoch Psoas is mutter if I'm going to eat it right away. But either way, the malacha bor would apply if it's a taruvus, and I have to do my ochem mitoch psoas and the altar. But if it's not a taruvus, I can do whatever I want. So the Trumas Hadeshen was asked, is this called a taruvus? Two types of fish that are mixed together. And the Trumas Hadeshen says, really, he doesn't think it should have been. Because a taruvus is, the things are a little bit small, and they're not nikar zemizeh. But when you have two types of fish, where each piece is sizable, they're gadol, and each one is nikar, Bifnei Atmo, each piece represents its own item, and there's no confusion which piece is where the piece ends and begins. It's Nikar. So why is that called a Taruvus at all? That's his Svara. But the Trumas Hadeshen backs out from that Svara. He says, you know, it's a nice Svara, but there's no Raya from anywhere. So he says, Halacha Lemaisa, we should be Machmir. That by two types of fish mixed up on a serving tray, that you have to be borer in a way that's mutter inyan borer, och mitoch psoas and la'alter. But the malacha of borer as an institution would apply to such a mixture. And the Rama quotes that in Siv Gimel, that if you have two types of fish mixed on a plate, the borer discussion begins.
Isn't it mixed one on top of another?
Or? They're all mixed together. We'll get to exactly how they're positioned in a second. Shvisa Shabbos already starts chipping away, I guess, at this Trumas Hadeshen. And he says that perhaps the Trumas Hadeshen was only, the Trumas Hadeshen and the Taz, who's Machmer about the fly in the cup, were only Machmer if they're Me'urav, they're all mixed together, and one is blocking the other one, meaning it's difficult, there's a little bit of Tircha to find the piece that you want. That then there's Borer, because that's called the Taruvus. However, if I have pieces of meat sticking out, pieces of chicken in a sauce, even if it's not just a little sauce, it's a lot of sauce, but each piece of chicken is nikar. It's only one type of chicken, but it's with sauce. Or meat. Let's say stuffed cabbage in a sauce. Or vegetables in a sauce. That's not called a taruvus, because each one is nikar, and it's not ma'urov. I don't have to, it's not difficult to get the piece out. It's not like I'm chasing a fly in a drink. Easily, you pick it out. So then the Svar of the Trumas Hadeshen, we could apply Halacha L'maisa, and since each one is Nikar and Gadol, that would not be called a Taruvus. Then you could even do Psoas Mitochocha, I could take out the sauce. And even if I'm not planning on eating it right away, it's just not called Borer. And he has a Raya from the Yushalmi. The Yushalmi says that if a person takes out a net with fish from the ocean, he puts in a net, and out come fish. This was some form of fishing. Show a dog min hayam. So the Gemara says, and the Bavli says, Yechayv Mishum Netilas Neshama, because he killed the fish. The Yushalmi says, it's kotzer, because I took the fish out of the place where it was growing. Says the Shvisas HaShabbos, what happened to Borer? So he says, no, because here, each fish is Nikar Bifnei Atmo. Its own item in the water. It's not difficult to take it out. I don't have to search around. That's not Borer. That's Ochel Mitoch Psoas, but even if it would be the other way, or I'm not planning on eating it now. Those are all heterim, assuming the Malacha of Borer begins. So then we can be mako if it's la'altar, if it's okomi tov psoas. But if we'll talk about those, you know, explain that more fully. But the malacha bara applies. If it's no taruvis, that's just eating, you know, taking food. Similarly, the Aruch HaShulchan says the only time we have to be machmer for the Trumas Hadeshen is if I have many pieces all mixed together. But he says if I have a serving tray where I have 2 pieces of chicken and 3 pieces of meat, even though they're not necessarily split up side by side, clearly, this goes parenthetical, clearly, if I have, you know, chicken here, meat here, next to each other, that's not a taruvis. They're not mixed together. I have chicken here, potatoes here. That's not a taruvis. The Trumas Hadeshen is discussing if they're all mixed together. So it says Aruch HaShulchan, but if I only have 4 or 5 pieces, you can't call that a mixture. I have 2 pieces of chicken and 3 pieces of meat. That's not a mixture. So you have to have a lot, and it has to be difficult to pick them out. But if the chicken and sauce, or vegetables and sauce, where it's easy to pick one out, that's just not called a taruvis. Or if I have eggs and water, that's what the Shvisas HaShabbos discusses. If I have hard-boiled eggs and water, I can pick each one out. The Sefer Shabbos Kitchen discusses picking lemons out of drinks also. A person sometimes likes a little lemon in their tea and then they want to take the lemon out. He claims that also is nikar bifnei atzmo, or ice cubes. Some of the poskim say it's called nikar bifnei atzmo. That's not called a taruvis with the water. But this becomes difficult to define. There are no hard and fast rules. But, you know, once you get a little bit smaller and the sauce gets a little bit more, you know, let's say the post can discuss pickles in a can, you know, those Israeli pickles that come in a pan, or canned corn, or canned beans already, then the things become more murky. But there's no hard and fast rule, but the category exists of things that are just not called mixed. Yeah. Well, it's the same in as the water, especially if ice is in water. So many posts can hold that that's called water and water, and there's no boer b'minechot. So it's water and water, it's not boer, even though one is in a different state than the other one. Are you saying it should be worse because it's clear and it's hard to pick out? Or it should be better? Yeah, right. Does color play a role? I don't know. We'll get to perhaps a rule which we'll talk about in a second. But the rules are hard to come by here. But Rav Shlomo Zalman has one rule which we'll get to in 1 minute. The Paskim that raised this discussion, this is very relevant when you're talking about Borer B'Kelim. Till now we've been talking about Borer B'Ochlim. Does Borer apply to Kelim as well? Let's say I have coats mixed together, silverware mixed together, things like that. So there's a Chemdas Yisrael. The Chemdas Yisrael is again Rav Don Palatsky, the same author as the Kli Chemda on Chumash. So in his version of the Lama Tes Melachos, he has a commentary in the Lama Tes Melachos, he says, references to the Tshuva of Rebbe Kiva Eger, that the Melacha of Zora does not apply to non-Gidu'e Karka. Rebbe Kiva Eger again was discussing the kid who was dropping water out of the window, and it was spreading into many different parts, so he thought it should be Zora, and then he concluded that there's no Zora by non-Gidu'e Karka. So says the Chemdas Yisrael, so to Borer. Why is Borer different than Zora? However, we mentioned the Eglei Tau, who pointed out that Zora in the Mishkan was only by Gidu'e Karka. It was kernels from wheat chaff. Whereas Borer was rocks from kernels of wheat. Rocks is not considered Gidu'e Karka. So since in the Mishkan, Borer was different than Zora in this regard, Halakha L'maaseh too, Borer should be apply even to non-Gidu'e Karka. And that's the way it's assumed by the Mishnah Berurah and Tzivkan Tezvav, quotes from the Taz, that Borer applies to Kelim. And there's rise to this without getting into the whole story. But we generally assume that Borer applies to Kelim. So then the Aruch HaShulchan asks, Lo Matzinu, his Lashon is, Lo Matzinu Yadeinu V'Raglenu, how are we going to do anything? He says, let's say I have a mixture of silverware all mixed up, and I need spoons. So now to pick out a spoon is Borer. I need to set the table. How are you going to set the table? Or he says, let's say my coat gets mixed up in a pile. That's it? No coat? Or he says, books on a bookshelf. You can't take off a sefer from a bookshelf. What's going on? We have a sefer in a pile. I can't pick out my sefer that I want. Isn't that borer? Everything now becomes borer, says Aruch HaShulchan. So you can't live. So he comes up with two tzadim lahakel. The first tzad lahakel is that these items are nikar. They're, each one stands bifnei atzmo along the lines of the Trumas Hadeshen. Here, each one is nikar bifnei atzmo. It's not called the taruv, it's called a pile of different individual books. Or these is called a pile of individual coats. They're not mixed together into a pile of coats. It's called one coat, two coat, three coat, four coat. They're not, go like Dr. Seuss, but they're not all mixed together. So he says, I can pick out a spoon because it's not mixed with the knives and the forks. There's spoons, there's knives, and there's forks. It's not a taruvus. Then, he says, which is a chiddush, we generally intuit like that way, but this is what the Aruch HaShulchan is the author of this svara, that if I pick out a spoon to use right away, that's also called the altar. You might have thought, and we'll explain Mirat Hashem next time why you might have thought that, that the altar only applies to food.
Even more than...
Right. That the altar only applies to food, because that's called derech achilu bekach. I'm taking it out to eat it, so that's called derech achilu. Who says the altar applies to items? To a coat? It's not called derech achilu by a coat. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, no, that the svar of la'altar should apply to kelim as well. So those are his two svaras la'hakel. First, it's not mixed. Second of all, if I'm taking out what I need right now, that's called la'altar too. And if I'm taking out what I need, it's ochel mitoch psoas and la'altar and b'yad. And you have your three tanoim, which, again, we haven't explained fully, but we'll get to. So on the first reason that it's not called nikar, the Shvi says Shabbos argues with him. And he says, what are you talking about? The Trumas Hadeshen already was machmir on that shaila. That if the things are nikar, as long as they're mixed, we're machmir. It's no different than two pieces of salmon and a piece of sea bass. Then why I said they're mixed. So he says he doesn't know why he thinks he discovered America with that svara. And on the second, so he says we have to adopt the second svara, that that's called the altar. There are those who disagree. The Tiferes Yisrael and the Kalkelos HaShabbos, that's his Hagdama, the Pesach HaShabbos disagrees. And he says there's no la altar by Kalim. The altar only exists by food items.
This is Shvi the Shabbos who says this, or he quotes someone?
He quotes the Tiferes Yisrael, who argues on that second svar of the Aruch HaShulchan. But the Shvi says HaShabbos accepts the second svar. So if a person needs a spoon now to mix his tea, he can pick the spoon out of a mixture of silver. Or he's looking for his coat, he can pick out his coat from a pile of coats. Or he needs a safer to use right now, he can pick it out from a pile of svarim. Yeah.
The Shvi the Shabbos was the one who was shipping away the Trumas Hadeshen and saying it doesn't apply.
Correct.
Correct.
But he feels that this, the svara of the Aruch HaShulchan, is the same. The Shvi Shabbos was talking about big pieces of chicken and a little bit of sauce. Uh-huh. Here, you're talking about all svara mixed together. Why is it different than pieces of fish? Or you're talking about coats all mixed together. Everyone has a black coat, trench coat, and they're all mixed in a pile. Uh-huh. So why is that different than pieces of fish? He's talking about you have a big thing.
Do you agree that pieces of fish are not
No, pieces of fish mixed with pieces of fish. What he argues is not a taruvus if I have salmon and sauce. That's not a taruvus with the sauce.
The fish itself would
yeah.
be considered.
Right. Because it's hard to pick it out. So he says whenever there's difficulty in picking it out, it's not no difficulty in picking out a piece of chicken from a sauce. I don't have to sift around for it. However, Rabbi Avadi Yosef and Tzitz Eliezer both adopt the first svar of the Aruch HaShulchan. And they say that that is different than where the Trumas Hadeshen was machmir by the two types of fish mixed together. Why is it different? Because when I have two types of fish, I have to examine, we might give the example of salmon is a different color than sea bass, but let's say I have two types of fish mixed together. I have to look, is it this or that? Or if I have two types of chicken, dark meat, white meat, we discussed last time, that might be called tuminim. So I have to examine it. Is this a white meat or a dark meat? It requires simas ha'ayin. That's a taruvus. But if I have forks mixed with knives, I don't have to examine which one is the fork, which one is the knife. So maybe if you're talking about soup spoon versus a smaller spoon, I don't know if it has a name, or a smaller fork versus a big fork, okay, then that's then maybe there's boer. But if I just have spoons mixed with forks and mixed with knives, I'm not exact which one, then I don't have to examine it. Or if I have svarim, I need the egg white towel from here, so I don't have to examine which one is the egg white towel. It's obvious. It's written on the side. So that's not borer. That's the difference between the svara of the Aruch HaShulchan and the svara of the Trumas Hadeshen, which is rejected, or which we're machmir on. Rav Avadia Yosef says that we could also throw in the prima gadim, which we mentioned last time, that if a person just wants to split apples and oranges to put in two bowls to serve, or to keep on a table, but he doesn't intend to eat either one now. I'm not planning on using the spoon now, I'm not planning on using the fork now, I just want to put it in its proper place. That's not called borer, the prima gadim says, because I don't have ochel and psoas. Neither one is wanted more than the other, then that's just two things. And whenever you don't have ochel and psoas, the prima gadim argues that there's no borer. We mentioned, though, many disagree, but still, Rav Avadia Yosef throws that in with the svar of the Aruch HaShulchan, and he uses that to be makel to split up a pile of silverware. If I have a whole pile of silverware and I want to split them up and put them away, Rav Avadia Yosef is makel, but seir of the Aruch HaShulchan, with the svar of the prima gadim, that I don't want either one more than the other one.
I would assume that you're using everything without open. If someone's just reaching.
Correct.
Right.
Then you have the other svar. If I just want a fork to use now, then that's called Malta, right. But correct. It's only the case he's talking about. However, many poskim are machmir on that shaila, on the shaila of the silverware. They don't accept the Aruch HaShulchan because of the Shvisas HaShabbos' objection that it's a nice svara, but we're splitting hairs between the Trumas HaDeshon. Already raised this issue, and he's machmir. Difference between looking versus not looking. So Shmir Shabbos Kochaza quotes the name of Shlomo Zalman and Ramosha that they're machmir. That if you have silverware mixed together, it is called a taruvah. So if you have svar mixed together, it is called a taruvah. So if you have coats mixed together, it is called a taruvah. So then, why isn't everything a taruvah? Says Rav Shlomo Zalman. Let's say I open my refrigerator, and I need the orange juice. So that's mixed with the Coke, it's mixed with the lemonade, it's mixed with the grapefruit juice. I can't take out the orange juice? Or you have bottles, he says, mixed together. You have a bottle of milk. You can't take out anything. You can't do anything. So Rav Zalman says, no, we have to draw the line somewhere. And he makes a very interesting line. He says, whatever people consider to be a mixed up thing, people consider to be a taruvis, bedas b'nei adam, or belashem b'nei adam, people call this a mixture. Mixed up coats is a pile of coats. This is a pile of svarim. But if people don't consider it a taruvis, this is my refrigerator. That's why I keep my refrigerator. Some people are messy, some people are cleaner, but this is the way the refrigerator is. That's not called the taruvis b'lashem b'nei adam. So Shlomo Zalman says that the ikar is, well, how do people consider it? Whether or not that's called the taruvis or not. He gives a raya, interesting raya from a Shulchan Aruch earlier, in Shin Tes Zayin Sif Tes. Shulchan Aruch says if a person has kinim on his begadim, lice on his begadim, so he's allowed to clean them off his begadim, pick them off. And he should be careful not to kill them. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. So he asks Rav Shlomo Zalman, why are you allowed to pick them off? Isn't that borer? So he says, no. That's what Shlomo Zalman explains. People don't call that borer. They call that cleaning. Whatever, depends what people call it or how they consider it. People call that cleaning. That's not called borer. So it depends how people view the item. People view items on a bookshelf, he says, as books on a bookshelf. I guess if it's a neat, orderly pile, it's no different than a bookshelf. But if people have a whole messy pile of svarim, I don't know where anything is, what anything is, you can't see anything, that's called a mixture. Because that people would consider to be a mixed up pile. Or if you have a pile of coats, it could be called a pile. But if I have bottles in a refrigerator or something like that, that wouldn't be called a mixture. Well, let's say a refrigerator, a freezer is a good example. A freezer, you have people, I don't know how freezers are, but a lot of people just strip stuff in the freezer. And if you want something from the freezer, you have to go taking out a few other things and searching for it. So that's called a mixture. Even though a refrigerator door, we presume, is not a mixture. It all depends on how people view it. But let me just reiterate that if a person is looking for one item, he takes out the item that he needs. I see my coat in the pile and I pull it out. That's called the altar. I'm using it right now. I'm going to put on my coat. I'm pulling out the item that I want, not the item that I don't want. And it's biyad, so that would be permissible.
What about the fact that you might have to move around other coats?
Okay, one second. Often, another issue that comes up when you're dealing with these... So anyway, that's basically the definition of a taruvis. There are different svaras. Again, you know, there's a range here, but Rav Shlomo Zalman goes with what people, how people consider it to be a taruvus or not a taruvus. But watch them,
yeah. Like puzzle
pieces.
Yeah.
You're picking out what I'm. Oh, but you're looking. Yeah.
Books on the shelf.
Yeah, but I take the one that I want. Right, but they call that, and that's not a mixture. They're all viewed over there. They're all like that.
Puzzle probably would be.
Puzzle's all min echa, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think we'd call each piece a separate min. I don't have to think about it. I don't know why each piece is a separate min.
Corners versus the middle pieces. Yeah, yeah. You know, everyone makes a distinction.
All right, all right, yeah.
The red piece, you know, the ones at this. It's a tough call.
I don't think there's a difference between horizontally and vertically. I think it's a difference between if they're jumbled up or if they're
let's say a pile like that.
A pile like this is not jumbled up. I can see everything. I don't know, but they say in Choshen Mishpat, a kol fira osei ein adai, and I don't consider that to be a pile. I don't know, but if you have, you know, in this annex we have no shortage of piles, so you look over there, and that's a pile. I don't know. You know, figuring out, you know.
The bins. Yeah.
Right, the bins. That's clearly a pile. The table's over there. It's a pile. I don't know. But it's a murky, where to draw the line becomes difficult.
You learn something from that sefer.
Yes, Rav Moshe says a heter, that another heter is that if every sefer I pick out, I learn from. That's called a heter. To pick out, then that's not psoas. I'm picking it out. I'm learning from the sefer. You can't call that borer.
How much is learning?
He says you read one thing. It's open it up. Yeah, that's, I think so. As long as it's not called borer. Often, though, another issue which comes up when you're dealing with these type of piles of kalim is I have to take one off to get to something that's underneath. So the Bir Halacha has a svar when he's discussing the case of the Trumas Hadeshen. He says if I have one item underneath, let's say the first layer is salmon, the second layer is sea bass. So I just have to take off the sea bass to get to the salmon. He claims removing an upper item, a covering item, to get to a lower concealed item is not called borer. If I'm just removing the top item, that's not taking psoas and getting to the ocha. I'm just uncovering the bottom item. So, but seref that idea, that's his svara. So he throws that in with the fact that Trumas Hadeshen really had a nice svara too, that each one is nikar, all the pieces of fish stand on their own. But he wasn't willing to go with that halacha maisa because he had no proof to that from the Gemara, but if you could put those two together, you could be make on under those circumstances. Says the Bir Halacha. The Shri says Hashabbos just throws in. That assumes I know where my item is. Meaning I know I was the first person to come here, and I put my coat down here. Then everyone piled their coats on top of mine. So I wanted. I know my coat is the bottom coat. I can take off their coats to get to my coat because I know exactly where it is, or I know salmon is underneath the upper fish. So I can take off the upper fish to get to the bottom fish. But if I don't know where it is, I'm just taking off things randomly, that's borer. But if I know exactly where it is, I'm just taking off the upper item to get to the lower item. He claims that that's not borer.
If you're a Shalom Zachar and they throw all the coats into one big pot, you know it's there.
Oh.
You came early on. Okay, you imagine it's lower down. You don't really know where it is. Then you really can't pull off the coat.
So they say another svara. This is a Shri Sashabi says this heter that if I'm just moving things, I'm not picking them out. I'm not taking out psoas mocho. I'm mushing around the coat like this.
Stirring.
Yeah, that's not called boa. Let's say I have keys on a key ring. How are you ever allowed to find the key that I need? This is what he's discussing. Let's say I want to open my house and I have a bunch of keys on the key ring. So isn't that boa to find the key that I need? So he claims, no, I'm just moving them around on the ring. That's not borer. That's not removing psoas. It has to be I remove the psoas from the taruvus. If I just smush it around, or I have coats on a coat rack, I move it back and forth, that's not. It might not be called the taruvus because like a bookshelf. But if I just move it around, I don't take it out, that's not borer either. Another very popular Eitzah when it comes to these type of situations is the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa's Eitzah in the name of Shlomo Zalman. Rav Moshe has the same idea. Is that let's say I have a mixture of silverware. And we're not going to go with the Aruch HaShulchan and Rav Avadi Yosef that's not called Borer because it's not mixed. We go, that is a mixture. So and I'm not setting the table right now. Let's say a person has this mixture and he's setting the table right now. That's Ochel Mitoch Psoas. I'm taking out what I need to set the table. and I'm going to use it right now. That's all chumitov. So as la alter, that would all be mutter. So if you have a, again, this is important halacha omaisa. If you have a pile of silverware and I'm setting the table, and I'm not setting the table Friday night for Shabbos morning. I'm setting the table right before I'm going to use the table.
That might be okay. Okay, anyway, according to the
Vadi. According to Vadi Yosef, that would be mutter. But let's assume that they.
No, meaning that just the altar, whatever.
Oh, it might be called the altar. We'll get to right the next meal. Okay, but so that would be mutter because that's called the altar and ochel mitoch tzos if I'm setting the table. But let's say I'm not setting the table. I want to put the silverware away. So Ramosh and Shlomo Zalman consider that to be a taruvus. So they say, but if you spread out the taruvus, I throw it out all over the whole table, and then someone else will come and pick out the forks. It's all spread out now. There's forks and knives, but each one is not mixed with the other one. It's just a fork here, a knife here, a spoon there. That can't be called a taruvus. It's not mixed together. That's silverware spread all over a table.
So you could remove the taruvus status without doing borer.
You could remove the taruvus status without borer. Rabbi Yashiv disagrees, and he says, what are you joking? You just spread out the taruvus, but it was a taruvus. That itself is borer. But they disagree, and they hold borer is, like we just said, removing the psoas from the ochel. If I just spread it out, it's not borer. It's a Gemara on Shabbos. The Gemara on Shabbos says that the Talmidim visited Rabibi. It's Gemara on Shabbos, Ayin Dalam Adav. Talmidim visited Rabibi, and he had a whole pile of fruit mixed in with leaves. And they came over to the Rebbe's house and he threw the whole thing on the table. The fruit mixed in with the leaves. So Gemara says they didn't know what he held. Why couldn't they just take the fruit out of the bowl? Be ochel mitoch tzolos and they're going to eat now. So Gemara says maybe he holds ochel mitoch tzolos as usher. Or the Gemara says maybe he was trying to show them, take whatever you want. Then he threw the whole bowl onto the table. Take whatever you want. But either way, you see from the Gemara that it's mutter to throw the whole taruvus onto the table, and then that it becomes no longer to be borer.
What was the
if it's la'alta, I'm going to use it right now. I'm going to take out a fork to put down at a place setting. I'm going to take out a knife to put down at a place setting. I'm going to sit down in 2 minutes. I'm taking out what I need.
Okay.
Right, it's just applying the principles. No chiddush. No chiddush. Another Eitzah is a very interesting suggestion of the Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan has a bunch of kulas here. Another suggestion he has is that if I have a whole pile of silverware, he's not talking about that because he holds it's not borer, but if I have a pile of something which would be borer, and I pick each one out randomly, kol habal liyado, I'm not looking for forks, I pick one out. Oh, I have a knife, I put it down. Oh, I have a fork, I put it down. I would have taken anything that came to my hand. Kol habal liyado, that's not borer. Boer is only when I pick out something that I want from something that I don't want. Here, I'm just picking things up. Sees Meiko that's not called boer. Mutter. Like spreading out the taruvus. Darcha, the Shlomo Zalman, Yashiv, disagree with this svara. That doesn't work. Why? Because we view the whole thing as a maisa boer. You picked out a fork. Now you said, ooh, I have a fork. I put it down. So that was bad. If we would, view the whole thing in its entirety, we don't view it in stages. We don't say, hey, you picked out a fork. That wasn't borer, because you just picked anything up. And then you say, ooh, I have a fork, and you put it down. So it's not two stages. They say we view the whole thing, one long maisa.
Sounds a little bit like Gregory.
Right. And you pick it up, and now you wanted a fork. It turned out you wanted the fork, and you put it down. We view that as a maisa brera. We don't view it in two parts.
But what you pick up becomes the ochel.
The Aruch HaShulchan says, I pick it up.
Yeah,
I wasn't looking to pick up
it. Becomes what you want. It's ocha.
That's what they say. So the whole thing becomes borer.
But you're allowed to take... but you're not using ilalta.
You're not using ilalta. If you're using ilalta, then it's mutter. Yeah, I'm putting it away. So I pick up a fork. I say, oh, it goes here. Maybe. Okay. However, the Shmir Shabbos Kocha says, Meiko, that if I pick it up to dry each one, let's say I have a whole pile of wet silverware and I want to put them away, so I pick up the fork, dry it, so I didn't pick it up to put it away, I picked it up to dry it, then when I'm done drying it, I'm going to put it away, I can view it as two stages, because I picked it up just to dry, that's kol habal liyado, that's not borer, I was picking up all of them to dry. Then, now, once I have completed drying it, I put it away, that's two stages, that's not borer. So that's generally accepted, that if a person, or you're picking up each one to wash it, then when I'm done washing it, I'm going to put it away. that would not be considered to be borer, because then we can view it in two stages. But the Archa Shochan is Meiko, even Koa Boliado generally, that is not to be considered borer.
Wait, why is it just the act of borer is only putting it in its own place? Why is it not borer just taking it out?
It's not Ocham Solas, I'm just picking out Koa Boliado. That's not borer. I'm not aiming for something out of a taruvis.
Right, but then eventually once you wash it and put it away, isn't that prayer?
That should have been, we should view it all as one conglomerate to Maisa. So they say, no, since here I have something to split it up. I have the fact that I dried it in between. I really just picked it up to dry.
Right, I'm saying,
but I could have picked them all up to dry equally.
But that picking it up itself to dry is also... Isn't that more that you wanted that? I don't see.
No, I would have taken all of them. That's the Sarah's Jewish Shabbos Kochaz. You don't have to buy it. I'm just telling you, that seems to be his logic. Just one more ha'ara before we begin. Next time we're going to discuss the ways that are mutter and breira. And one of the tenoyim is that it has to be breira biyad. It cannot be breira b'kli. So just wanted to talk about for a minute what's called the kli before we begin talking about what's called the altar and the other items, because this one seems to be unconnected to the other ones. The Gemara says that it's prohibited midaraisa to do borer with a nafa and a kavra, with a sieve or a sifter. But if it's a kanon and a tamchoy, which is either just a big pot or some other type of utensil where they would, you know, whatever, less a borer item, then borer would only be midarabanan. But either way, the Gemara says anytime I use a kli to do borer, it's either asa midaraisa or asa midarabanan. If it's a kli miyuchal lekach, it's asa daraisa. If it's a kli she'ena miyuchal lekach, it's at least asa midarabanan. And this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch and Sif Aleph, Shin Yud Tes Sif Aleph. However, there are certain times when borer b'kli would be permissible. Shulchan Aruch says, we mentioned another time, that if a person pours out of a kli, I have a beer mixed with shmarim, I can pour the beer out and leave the shmarim in the kli. You be very careful as you pour, the sediments will remain and the liquid will come out. So Mishnah Berurah says that is called, that's mutter. If I want to drink the beer right away, that's called ocham mitoch psoas, biyad, and it's la'altar, I'm going to drink it right away. So you see, pouring out of a kli, even though I'm using the kli to kind of distinguish between the sediment and the liquid, that's called borer biyad. The Shmita, the Shaar Tzion, quotes from the Chayelim, who disagrees. He says, why is that called borer biyad? That's called borer b'kli. I'm pouring out of the cup. But either way, the Mishnah Berurah goes with that's permissible. Or the Mishnah Berurah says, certain times it's permissible to use a spoon to distinguish between different items. I have a whole mixture of items, and I want to take one out, I could use a spoon. The Mishnah Berurah says in one place that's permissible. Or the Mishnah Berurah says you could peel an apple with a knife if I intend to eat the apple right now. Because that's called biyad. Why is that called biyad? You're using a knife. Either way, there are certain times that it's permissible to use a kli. Why are these things different than a kanon and a tamkoi? Anytime I do breyer b'kli, the Gemara seems to assume it's at least asa midrabanan. So Moshe has a svara, which is the common denominator of all these cases. And Dayan Weiss has the same thing. The Minchas Yitzchok, the Shmir Shabbos Kolchos is the same thing, a little bit of a different formulation, which is that whenever I could have done it biyad, I could have done it biyad, just it's messy, or it's hot, or... for whatever reason, I want to use a kli. Let's say I want to, what was their case? I want to strain the beer from the shmarim. I could have put my hand there and strained it out. Or if I have something in a pot, I want to take out, let's say, something which is a mixture in a pot. If it would be a meatball from a whole thing of meatballs and sauce and everything, it's all mixed together. So I could have taken out with my hand, just it's gross. So Moshe called the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa calls that Yada Arichta. I'm just using a spoon. I could have used my hand. I just don't want to get it dirty. That's not called Breira B'Kli. That's called Breira B'Yad. So let's say I want a piece of chicken from a whole, let's say it would be mixed. Let's say it would be called a mixture. I use a fork to pick out the chicken. I could have pulled it out with my bare hand. It's gross. So that's called Breira B'Yad. That's why it's problematic. The Shmir, Rabbi Eider quotes from Ramosha. Let's say I want to strain soup from the chicken. Let's say I boil chicken in soup and I want to strain out the soup to get to the chicken. I want to strain out the soup just to use the soup. So he says you cannot use the top of the pot with the pot, with the pot itself to strain out the soup. That's called borer b'kli. So others argue, they quote in the name of Shmuel Orbach, the Sefer Orcha Shabbos argues, why is that called borer b'kli?
What's the top of the pot again?
You know, you have the lid with the pot, and I put them close together,
oh,
but I leave
a little
so opening.
Oh, just get the liquid in.
Yeah, but why is that called borer b'kli? I could have used my hand. It should be called borer b'yad. Or let's say a lot of times people want to pick something out of a soup, so they'll use a spoon and run it along the side of the pot till they get to the top. So they quote again in the name of Rav Moshe, that's called Breyer B'Kli. Why is that called Breyer B'Kli? Again, Rav Shmuel Arbach argues. It should be called Yad Arichta. I'm sympathetic to that. I could have taken it with my hand, stuck my hand into the burning out soup and pulled it out. Just either it's hot, it's too messy, it's gross, my germs will get all over it. So then that's, but I could have done it B'Yad. So that should be called Breyer B'Yad, not Breyer B'Kli. But we have to refine it one more step, because the Mishnah Berurah says that it's even permissible to peel an apple with a knife. How does Rav Moshe's Svar fit in there? You can't peel an apple with your hand. Yet the Mishnah Berurah says that that's permissible. All the poskim say the Shuvah Zarajba, you can peel with a knife. Why? Shouldn't that be Breyer B'Kli? So Rabbi Willig and his Sefer Am Mordechai and the Orcha Shabbos has this Svar on his own. Say that you have to say that it's only called Breira B'Kli if the Kli aids in the Breira process. Not just I could have used my hand. But the Kli is aiding in the Breira. The Kli is really doing the Breira. When I peel an apple with a knife, the Kli doesn't do the Breira. It's just like an extension from my hand. I am doing the Breira by using the knife carefully around the side of an apple. That's not called Breyer B'Kli, that's called Breyer B'Yad. Breyer B'Kli is when the Kli aids in the Breyer process. Then Rabbi Willard comes to the conclusion, therefore, unlike Rova Poskim, that a peeler even should be mutter on Shabbos. Why should a peeler be usser? So many Poskim say that's Breyer B'Kli. It's a Kli, I'm a Yucha LeBreyer, it's worse, it might be an Isidore Raisa. Because it's used just for peeling. It's like enough of a chivra. So Wilk says, no, but the peeler doesn't do the breira. What does the breira is my hand using the peeler. But the peeler, I don't put a taruvus into the peeler and then the apple and peels come out. I have to use it. When is it called breira b'kli? If the kli has holes and it stops some items, it doesn't stop other items, that's a kli for breira. Not if I use a peeler or a knife. And in the Sefer Hilchos Shabbos, in the Shabbos Kitchen, they quote in the name of Reuven Feinstein, who said in the name of his father Rav Moshe that he was also matzah to use a peeler on Shabbos. That a peeler should also be called Breira B'Yad, not Breira B'Kli. However, we end off with this. The Shmir Shabbos Kolchase has a different understanding of why a knife is mutter. Not because of our definition that the Kli has to aid in the Breira process, but because a knife of Rav Shlomo Zalman had a yesod, which we mentioned last time, that if a kli is only used for achila la'altar, like a salt shaker. Nobody uses a salt shaker unless you're using it for la'altar purposes. So that's not called a kli, that's called biyad, because it's only for immediate consumption purposes. So says Rav Shlomo Zalman, a knife too is only for immediate consumption purposes. That's why it's mutter to peel an apple with a knife. So Willard jumps up in the safer. He says, what? You only use a knife for altar purposes? People use knives for lots of different things. So he says, what you must say is, for the Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa, that if it's sometimes used for altar purposes, not always, sometimes this kli is used for immediate consumption purposes, that's not called a kli for Breira. Otherwise, his knife svar doesn't make any sense. So therefore, he says, a peeler too is sometimes used for altar consumption purposes. It should be no different than a salt shaker. And again, a peeler would not be a kli le'inyan breira, but I just let you know that that's not the, if you look in the books, they won't tell you that. Might be an esedaraisa of breira, but as far as our convincing that perhaps a peeler should not be considered a kli in your breira because it doesn't aid in the breira process. Maybe it's called a kli alter. It's just used for immediate consumption purposes. Okay, shkayach.